Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, September 3rd, and it looks like we're finally seeing some green on the board.
A much-needed dose of green, that's for sure. Futures are pointing higher across the board after yesterday's slide. It felt like the market was looking for any excuse to bounce, and it looks like it found a big one.
A massive one, and it has a big G on it. Alphabet is the name of the game this morning. The stock is surging pre-market, up almost 6%. What's the scoop?
This is a huge sigh of relief for all of big tech, not just Alphabet. A federal judge ruled the company will not have to sell its Chrome browser. That's a major win. On top of that, the EU is reportedly pausing its own punishment over ad tech. The market is seeing this as a sign that the regulatory nightmare might be easing up a bit.
So the threat of a forced breakup is off the table for now. That definitely explains the pop in NASDAQ futures, which are leading the way. But is this just a tech story? Or is the optimism broader?
Well, the Alphabet news is the main catalyst, but it lifts the whole market. Remember, we saw some dip buying late yesterday, so there was already an appetite to step in. Now, we need to see if it holds. We have some key economic data coming up that could stir the pot.
Right. Let's get to the calendar. At 10 a.m. Eastern, we get the JOLTS job openings and factory orders for July. Then later, at 2 p.m., we get the September Beige Book.
Exactly. JOLTS will be crucial for a read on the labor market's health. And the Beige Book gives us those anecdotal insights into the economy that the Fed watches so closely. Speaking of the Fed, the probability of a rate cut this month is still sitting north of 90%. That's providing a very supportive floor for equities.
Got it. So a strong tailwind from the Fed, a huge catalyst from the Alphabet ruling. Let's talk about individual company earnings. We've got some wild moves this morning.
Absolutely wild. Let's start with the retailers, who are just crushing it. Macy's is gapping up over 11%. They beat on both the top and bottom lines and provided solid guidance. It's a similar story for Dollar Tree, which posted a huge earnings beat and guided higher. The consumer is clearly still spending in certain areas.
An 11% pop for Macy's is incredible, but it's not all good news, right? I'm looking at Campbell Soup.
That's the flip side. Campbell's beat on earnings per share, which is good, but their forward guidance for fiscal 26 came in below what the street was hoping for. It's a classic mixed report. And the stock is reflecting that uncertainty.
So we have this relief rally in tech, but some of the underlying data paints a more cautious picture. Are traders going full risk on, or is there still some hesitation out there?
I'd call it cautious optimism. We're seeing what looks like hesitant accumulation. The volume patterns in the S&P and NASDAQ futures suggest buyers are stepping in, but not with overwhelming force. And the VIX, a measure of volatility, is still elevated, which tells me there's still some apprehension under the surface.
Okay, so for traders watching the open, what are the key levels that will define the action today?
For the S&P 500, or SPY, keep an eye on support right around 642.60. That was a key low. To the upside, resistance is sitting near 643.75. A strong break above that level on high volume could really get things running. For the tech-heavy QQQ, support is around 568.90, with resistance near 570.
That's great context. So given this backdrop of cautious optimism, where should traders be looking for opportunities today?
The key takeaway is to manage risk tightly. This isn't the environment to chase weak, big-cap tech names. The better setups might be in defensive sectors that held up yesterday, like healthcare or even energy, which has been strong. And for specific names, the watch list I'm seeing points to AXP American Express for a continuation play and Salesforce CRM for an anticipation setup heading into its own catalysts.
Fantastic. So the big picture is a market breathing a sigh of relief thanks to Alphabet, but with key economic data ahead and an undercurrent of caution. It sounds like a day to be nimble.
That's the perfect word for it. Watch those key levels we talked about. A failure to break through resistance could see us fade back down. The bulls have the ball this morning, but they need to prove they can run with it. Stay sharp.
Great advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a profitable trading day, everyone.